Your dreams put on your list. It is Hot 97. Countdown is on and popping, and we are sponsored today by Burger King. Get delicious 2 for $4 King deals every day of the week at Burger King.
Wow.
G Unit is here today.
That song was no joke. Beautiful Nightmare.
I like it.
That's hard.
What do you like this out right now, Fifth?
I like a lot. I like that Forever record.
The one, Drake?
Yeah, with everybody on that.
You just
joint.
Told me an interesting story off air. We had to say that on air.
I don't think M knew all of those artists were going to be on that record.
How does that happen? So M does the record for who? For
Jimmy and them.
Oh, he just did his verse?
Yeah.
He thought it was whose record? Drake's?
I don't know whose record he thought it was initially. I think he just did a verse for it.
And he didn't know who all the other people were going to be on it?
Yeah. Well, he mixed his vocals and then they remixed his vocals. See, M, like, even my records, like, when we do songs together, Dre will go add the instruments to it, the sounds to it, and then send it back to M so he can mix his vocals in on the record exactly the way he wants it to sound.
Right.
And with Illis, he'll be in the garage, like, playing the music inside a small Mercedes-Benz because he likes the system in that car particularly.
Right, right.
And he'll play it there, and if it doesn't sound right, he'll go back to the studio and do it again until it sounds...
So M is not happy about what they did with the record?
I don't think he's happy with that at all.
It's a good record, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, the record's good. I like it.
He's just like, hey, what am I doing on there?
Yeah.
Sounding like that?
I think it's ill, because what he's saying on the record is ill, because a lot of people aren't going to say that from an artist's perspective, but they want that.
What?
When he said, I want this thing forever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, artists don't let go.
Do you want
from
it forever?
From a hip-hop perspective, yeah. I think a lot of them, they want it, but I'm smart enough to know that it'll never be the same and it won't stay the same, regardlessly. So, you know, because I have artists that I've listened to, like Stevie Wonder. He doesn't mean the same thing he meant when he started and he had that peaking point. And
yeah, everybody peaks.
He's still there, but...
Do you feel like you've peaked?
Nah.
You feel like you're going
I'm getting ready to launch my fourth album.
Okay.
Like, I just really got... It feels like I did a lot more.
But you've had a hell of a career.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm just...
But you don't feel like you've peaked yet.
No, with 3 albums? You know why it feels like a lot more? It's because there was probably 6 albums worth of material released through the mixtape circuit away from those 3.
Mixtapes, other people, yeah.
Yeah.
But you also sold a lot of records in a short amount of time.
Yeah, and it makes people feel like I've been around for a very long time when I've been...
If you could guess how many more years you think you got left in you as a rapper.
Wow. I think, about 5 more years.
5? And then what? What do you do after that?
I only created a 5-year plan, Ash.
Oh, and then, on year 6, you have no idea.
Right, I gotta get, you know, I gotta see how well that is executed and how that goes before I can, you know, go further than that.
Is that for you guys too? Because then what happens? Everybody's kind of somewhat got to be on the same kind of plan, right?
Well, like, no, they're getting ready.
Yeah,
he's getting ready to go out in front of me. I think Banks has, you know, earned his reputation as the Punchline King.
I'm hot.
P.L.K. Yeah,
that's it. I'm hot.
Definitely hot.
I'm trying to juggle more than one ball. Like, working on my own website, clothing line, stuff like every. I watch what 50 do and everybody else around us, and you know.
Because if he's got a 5-year plan,
they gotta be ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be like what they've seen in the past. Like, you see a lot of crews kind of fall apart, and even like Young Money, with Wayne's career, that's different because that's the love, I guess, the baby has for his son. You see what I'm saying? Like, that don't go away. He's gonna always be supportive of him. So they was able to stay supportive of him long enough for him to actually break. What was that, album 6?
No, definitely. It took a minute.
You know what I'm saying? It took a long time before he had his moment. So
All right, so this show that we're doing, the 50 Fest, Governor's Island.
Yeah.
Very excited.
I am very
we're
excited.
Somehow 50 has managed to have the whole staff, me, Flex, enough, the whole, we're all
going
to be there.
Everybody, all of us.
Be there. G-Unit will be there.
Yeah.
Wale, right?
Wale, Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi.
Who else is confirmed? Mano will be there.
Mano.
Brooklyn.
Uncle Murder, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse.
So wait a minute.
It's like he got Rock the Bells.
Ron Browns will be there.
It's like he got Rock the Bells meet Summer Jam.
So Fip, when did you become friendly with all these people?
Well, I think it's time for me to actually be supportive of the young, hungry artists in New York City. I think if you don't look at what's supposed to happen next, then you're kind of hurting it.
No, I love
then
that.
We're not letting
it.
them, You're not letting them
I'm
in.
I'm just not used to it. I'm just not used to you in this
way. I can't fight everybody. A lot of times I've been being attacked. People are not paying attention to that part. Mm-hmm. And then you develop trust issues. Because you bring people around and then they try some... Like, I don't even say, like, what artists I really... Like, I listen to at points. The artists have moments. And then I listen and I'll be like, I like that. Mm. And I won't actually tell them. Because I might have to fire on their ass. Because
you have trust issues.
Yeah, and I'm saying to myself, I might have to fire on that ass one of these days right quick. So let me just chill and keep that to myself. You know what I'm saying? But that was a good one right there.
That's so funny. You know? I'm gonna get to my bonus right now. Baby by Me will be my bonus today. 50's here.
Yeah.
Banks is here. Yeah, yo, is here. Yeah. Baby by Me. Be a millionaire. I would imagine this is a real problem you have that chicks want to do that, right?
Maybe.
Well, now, I'm encouraging this activity now. You know, the child support will be over $1 million regardless. Before he's 21, my monthly payments will be over $1 million. So have a baby and be a millionaire.
It's a bonus today. It's not 97. Let's go.